It's very clear in that first reading that we heard that God surprises us with the way that he enters into our lives. And the history of the Jewish people indicate that God manifested himself in strange and often exotic movements of nature. God communicated with Job through a strong wind, spoke to Moses from a burning bush, and gave Moses the commandments at the time of an earthquake. But as the prophet Elijah is waiting for the voice of God in a cave, God made his presence felt not in any of those things, those acts of nature, but in a small, murmuring, whispering sound, like a gentle breeze. So we have to be ready to listen to messages of God that come to us in unexpected ways. As I reflected, especially on this reading, I thought it reminded me of a prayer form that I have begun to do called contemplation. And it is just being silent, and we can do it in front of the Blessed Sacrament, of course, but even just in a quiet place. And if you're like me, and I think you are, in the sense that when you try to be quiet, you still have all these different thoughts and things that come through your mind. It's hard to quiet your mind to let them stop. But this practice of contemplation is like what Elijah does. Keeps focusing and keeps listening, and it can be by repeating a certain word like Abba, Abba, Father, or Jesus, Jesus. And that repetition can open our soul to the voice of God. In practicing this contemplation myself, I have found that my entire life has become more serene and even able to trust God at a deeper level. We often are drawn to the spectacular, but Scripture teaches us that God is present in the ordinary, and we're often unaware of his presence. And our gospel today has surprises as well. We may wonder why Jesus decided to approach the disciples' boat walking on the waves of water during a storm. And the gospel indicates that he was walking very calmly. And when the disciples, who were afraid in the boat because of the storm, and doubly afraid because they thought this was a ghost approaching, they are calm when they hear his words, "Do not fear, do not be afraid, it is I." They recognized their Lord and their God. And then there's this beautiful encounter with St. Peter, who says, "Command that I walk on the water to you." But Jesus doesn't command, but simply invites Peter, "Come." Even though it seems impossible, I think this is a great example that Peter does walk on the water through the power of Jesus. But when he takes his eyes off of the Lord and starts to let those fears come because of the storms all around him, he begins to sink and cries out, "Lord, save me," returning to that trust in Jesus. And when everybody is safely in the boat and the winds die down, all of them there make a statement of faith. "Truly, you are the Son of God," recognizing his identity in relationship to God the Father. Today, after many years, probably, or months of waiting, Denise Murray is going to make a statement of faith and formally come into the Catholic Church. This was going to happen at the Easter Vigil, but of course we were in lockdown during that time. Most everybody else did it on Corpus Christi Sunday. However, she was sick. So again, we are grateful for your perseverance and strength in the faith to want to make this important step. I talked today to Sister Yvette Gillen, who was leading your RCIA class, and she sends you her prayers and your love and is with you in a very special way as you celebrate these sacraments. One thing I would like to do is now make a distinction about that word faith, because I'm using it today in two contexts. Denise will make a profession of faith, meaning that she will state her beliefs in the teachings of the Catholic Church. When Jesus calls out Peter for his lack of faith, his little faith, he indicates that Peter does not have enough trust and confidence in the power of Jesus. Most importantly, it is this type of faith that requires growth through all of us, through our difficult experiences. These are called liminal or threshold experiences that push us beyond our own capacities of wanting to be in control, and instead to let Christ be in control. So many times in life, we find ourselves in so-called troubled waters, and we recognize in Jesus that we have faith, but fear can grab a hold of us and let us be in danger of sinking. Troubled waters can appear as a crisis of health, the death of a loved one, problems in the family, the loss of a job, a pandemic that stops our lives as we knew it, or many other things. So we need that trust and confidence in Jesus, in other words, faith, that he invited Peter to have. In these moments, though, when we are overwhelmed, we can always cry out, "Save me, Lord," and we can be assured that Christ will answer us, "Take courage, I am with you, do not be afraid."